Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Good Money Revolution by Derek Kinney. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you rethink everything you thought you knew about money?
Sam, it really did. Derek Kinney says we've been sold a lie. The old way, earn more, spend less, save for retirement, it turns money into this anxious burden. He wants us to ask a completely different question.
Right. Instead of how much do I need, it's what kind of life do I want to build? That hit me hard because I've been guilty of just chasing a number.
Same here. He calls that the tyranny of the financial number. We fixate on $1 million or whatever, but we never stop to ask if hitting that number would actually make us happy.
Exactly. And he says the number is different for everyone because the life is different. For one person, it's travel. For another, it's time with kids. Once you get clear on the life, the money becomes a tool.
That's the core shift. Money isn't the destination. It's a vehicle. He wants us to use it to enrich the present, not just some distant future.
And he's not saying go blow it all. He's saying be intentional. Every dollar is a unit of life, energy you're directing toward what matters.
Right.
That changes the psychology. Saving stops feeling like deprivation and starts feeling like investing in your freedom. Spending stops being guilt and becomes an expression of values.
Honestly, the part that got me was his take on work. The old model says work is a necessary evil until you retire. He says work should be a source of fulfillment now.
Yes. He says the most financially successful people aren't just trying to make a buck. They align their work with their values. They're not waiting for retirement to live their best life.
I actually pushed back on this when I first read it. I thought, easy for him to say, but then he gives examples, starting a side hustle, negotiating for flexibility, even pivoting careers. It's about optimizing for a rich life, not maximizing income.
And one of his most radical ideas is about generosity. In the scarcity mindset, giving away money feels like a loss. But he says generosity is a multiplier.
Yeah, he says it makes you feel rich. It shifts your identity from someone trying to get enough to someone who has enough to share. And that attracts more opportunities.
There's a story in the book about a couple who started giving even when they were in debt. And it changed their whole relationship with money.
That's wild. He also talks about relationships. He says the most expensive mistakes aren't bad investments in the market, but bad investments in relationships.
Right.
Financial stress is a leading cause of divorce. He says we need to have honest conversations about money with the people we love. Create a shared vision.
And teach kids how to use money for kindness and generosity, not just how to budget.
Then there's his redefinition of risk. The traditional view obsesses over market volatility, but he says the greatest risk is living a life that isn't your own.
Oh, that's powerful. The risk of waking up at 65 and realizing you spent 40 years chasing a goal that didn't matter to you.
Exactly.
A truly wealthy person takes the risk of being authentic. That might mean a career change that lowers your income but raises your quality of life.
He also emphasizes time as the ultimate non-renewable resource. Use money to buy back your time. That really resonated with me.
Yes. Every financial decision should be filtered through that lens. Does this purchase give me more freedom over my time, or take it away?
A bigger house might look good on paper, but if it forces you to work longer hours to pay the mortgage, it's a terrible trade.
And spending on a house cleaner or meal service can be one of the best investments if it frees up time for family or passions.
I also love the part about our money story. The deep beliefs we carry from childhood, that money is scarce, that rich people are greedy. He says we have to examine that narrative.
Right.
Give yourself permission to be wealthy, not in a greedy way, but so you can be more generous and present. That inner work is the foundation.
Without it, no amount of budgeting or investing will ever feel like enough. That's so true.
And he gives a practical starting point, a regular money date, where you review your finances with curiosity and intention. Ask yourself if your spending aligns with your values.
That's a simple habit that could really change things. So what's my one takeaway? I think it's this: stop chasing a number and start asking what kind of life you want. Then use your money to build it today.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great deal. All right, Sophie, what's your final thought?
This book isn't really about money. It's about reclaiming your power and building a life that feels rich right now. We'll see you in the next one.